We'll continue where we're up to Daf Chesamid Beis. The Gemara just finished saying Lishkas Pahedrin. Why is it called Lishkas Pahedrin? Because the Machlif, the Memuna Amelech, the Pekidi Amelech, were switched every 12 months. And similarly, the Kahanim that served in Bayis Sheni, they died every 12 months. They paid for their shtelas. They paid for it. They were Shoyim, Rashi says. And Memela, they weren't Moitzi Shnosam. So they had to switch every year. And then every year, they wanted to outdo the other one, the other Pahedrin that was built by the previous Kohen Gadol. So Memela, it ended up being, it's called Pahedrin, that they would switch just like the Pekidei HaMelech switched, so to over here they switched. Zog di Gemara.
The room or Hashem the people that switched? Because the room kept switching?
The Pekidei HaMelech are called Pahedrin. They happened to switch also. Stop, Pekidei HaMelech switched. Melech doesn't trust people around him. They switched every year. Right. The room was called Pahedrin because they were switched. The Kohanim Tak were switched. And they rebuilt the room every year. The Pahedrin. There are two things that were switched. The Kohanim was switched and the room was switched. Right. It came together with them.
The Gemara is
much
more
than it's the people. Like the people that were switched. But at the end of the day, Rashi says they were Boyin of Esoisa. That's a Pahedrin. The post can even bring a raya from here that you're allowed to be soisa based knesses if you're going to build noyim imenu. Otherwise, you're not allowed to. They punctuated it with a bad cheshbon, but that's me allowed to build them. What'd you say? They died every year.
They died with
Teshnasa,
or they died on Yom Kippur?
Teshnasa. The Gemara makes a whole cheshbon soon. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara makes a whole cheshbon how many Kahanim died and how many years they in Bayis Sheni. Zok the Gemara first, Tanan Hosam. Is a big sugya first in Sufik Momen. The Gemara says as follows. There's a Mishnah in Demai. Hanach toimin loy chai v'oysen chachomim lahafrish elatrumes maise v'chala. Nach toimin, we're referring to Tamir chachomim. They acquire flour, bread, in order to bake from amagatzim. They're the middlemen. The nach toimin, they buy it and they sell it in the shuk. So, loy chayvu oisom, we're talking about the question of demai, they bought from Amaratzim, roiv Amaratzim asun, but it's a gzeru of demai, so what are the mechayev to be considered tevel, what did the nachtoimin have to do? Loy chayvu oisom chom lahafrish, elatrum is maise v'chala. The hainu as follows, when it comes to matnes aniyim, poshet is a seida advarim, not by Amaratz, not by demai, regular din. There's a din called first, you have to give truma gedoyla. Truma gedoyla, it's midrais, it's a mashu, but we give either echad mi chamishim, echad mi shishim, echad mi arboim. Mi the beninis is echad mi chamishim. Ein ro, ein toivu. Echad mi chamishim means 2%. 1/50th is 200th. So 2% is truma gedoyla. That's regular truma gedoyla you give. That goes to the kohen. Then, whatever's left over, 98%, a tenth of that, you give to the levi. That's called ma'aser rishon. That means 9.8%, assuming 2% was given away, 9.8% goes to the levi. Now the Levi itself that received 9.8%, he has to give Trumas Maiser to the Kohen. Now over here the Trumas Maiser is 10% of what he received. He received, let's say, around 10%, 9.8%. 10% of that is 0.98%, meaning 1%. 1% is Trumas Maiser that the Levi gives to the Kohen. Then there's a din of Maiser Sheni. The Maton is a Maiser Sheni, the Bailam himself eats, but he has to go to Yerushalayim and eat it. Maisa Oni, depends on the different years of Shemitah. There's a different Nesinus. By Demai, the Gemara is going to say now that you're not mechuyif to give Truma Gedoyla, because Truma Gedoyla, even the Amaratzim are scared of. Truma Gedoyla is Bemisa, that they're already scared to touch with, that they give. However, when it comes to the Maisa Rishon, you taka have to be mafrishit, but you don't have to give it, the Gemara is going to say. You don't have to give it to the Levi. Whole cheshbon of Amaitzim of Agaya. We'll see in Amud Aleph. Then there is Trumas Meiser, even though you never gave the Meiser to the Levi, but the Trumas Meiser you have to give to the Kohen, because Trumas Meiser is Bemisa, Achilos is Bemisa. So that 1% he's going to have to give, even though he took from the Amaretz. So again, Truma Gedoyla he doesn't have to give, because Amaratzim give Truma Gedoyla, that they give. Meiser Rishon, you have to be Mafresh, but you don't have to give. Trumas Meiser, you have to give to the Kohen. We'll see in a second how the whole cheshbon of the Gemara. I'm just giving you just a hakdom. Zok the Gemara. Tanan osam. Hanach toimin. These nach toimin. These tamid chomim nach toimin. That are ones that sell in the shuk and they buy from Rama Oretz. Lo yichivo is chachomim lahafrish. Elo trumas meiser. Like I said, the meiser rishon, the truma of that meiser rishon That they have to give. V'chala. Chala is no shaykhas to d'may. Chala, the poskim, they bring from here the mefarshim bring a raya, that the din chala is even if before your mafet trumas and maisa is a chi of chala. That's where it comes in. Because chala is no shaykhas to d'may. Chala means when you the isa is nizgalga with the water, then it's a chi of chala. Nothing connected to d'may. It comes in over here to tell me that even before the afrosh of trumas and maisa, the chi of chala is independent of that. Not dependent on that. Rabbi Gemara says, what's a pshat in only trumas maisa? And not the other things. And we'll see other things include also what happened to Maisa Sheni, to eating Yerushalayim, even though he eats himself. Zog Gemara as follows. Bishlama Truma Gedoyla Loi. Meaning, Bishlama, I understand that Truma Gedoyla you don't have to give when you take from an Amo Oretz, the Tanya, state in Breisa. Lefi Shesholach B'chol Gvulei Yisrael. Zog Rashi, Yoichin Gongol. He was goes on to my. He was sholach b'chol gvulei Yisrael v'roh she'ein mafrishin ela truma gedoyla bavad. Tameratzim, they obviously have a fear of truma gedoyla that they don't want to start with. That they're mafrish. So even when you're lekech min amoretz, even though there's a roiv amoretz me'asrinein, but truma gedoyla is having a roiv that they give like every person. So mainly you don't have to take off truma gedoyla. Ma'isa rishon or ma'isa oni nami loy, meaning. Maisa Rishon and Maisa Oni, you don't have to actually give it to the Oni. You don't have to actually give it to the Levi when you acquire from the Amoretz. Why? Hamoitzi mechaveroi olav araya. Zogt Rashi, a big word. Michi afreshei. Is that the pshat? He doesn't have to be separate the Maisa Rishon and the Maisa Oni. He has to separate it. But he doesn't have to follow through and give it to the Oni. And give it to the Levi. Zogt Rashi, michi afreshei. Because I have to be mafresh because it's tevel. Ein boy ela sofek gezel leviim vaniim. Now you only remain with sofek gezel leviim vaniim, and that you can pass kenois. I'm going to tell you. Chutz mitrumas meisah. Oh, the only thing we'll see soon in the second legabi what this din is the meisah now after your mafresh. But Rashi says, but what he does have to do is chutz mitrumas meisah shebetoch meisah rishon. The meisah rishon that we said he doesn't have to actually give to the Levi, but the trumas meisah sheboy he has to give to the kohen. Ois yitin lekohen sheyesh iser ve'ovon misa bachiloso. Meaning you can't evade an iser oven, an iser misa of kohen that has to be nechel by kohen azor can eat it. So avadi can't keep it by him. What do you have by being mafish and then eating it? You're not allowed to eat it. This is iser oven misa. So the melee has to give it to the kohen. The trumas meisah. We'll see in a second what's the pshat. How do you mafish something that might not be yours? Ule Levi v'oni yoimar to the Levi and the Oni that actually want this ma'aser rishon or the Oni that wants a ma'aser Oni, he told them, Heviu raya, shelo isa, I'm a oget, shelo kach nimenu, I'm a mitzvah raya. Maybe it was already given. I don't have to give double dips. So mainly you have to bring a raya. Now, this is how Rashi learns the Gesugi Ver Yishmak, ha-moitzi l'chvel v'raya. That means you have to be mafish. Michi afreshe, you have to be mafresh the ma'aser rishon oni. But when it comes to, because yeah, it's a tevel. But when it comes to the actual, what do you do with it afterwards? You're allowed to eat it because of the din hamoitzi michaveiroi olav araya. Mashenkein trumas ma'aser, you have to give to the kohen, like we said, because that avada is an issa misa, so that you can't evade, even though the ma'aser rishon you're potter. But the trumas ma'aser, that means the 1% of that ma'aser rishon that you were mafresh and did not give, that avada you have to give to the kohen. Now. Now, I just want to say the kasha in the cheshbon over here. The gvuras ari has a gevaldige kasha in lomdus. We just said a simple cheshbon. Truma gedoyla, amaratzim give. No question by d'may. Meiser rishon, avada you have to be mafresh to the Levi. You have to be mafresh meiser oni. But you don't have to give it to them because hamoitzi michal avagaya. One second. Hamoitzi michal avagaya. You can't have to give it. You can actually eat it. The meiser. The trumas meiser you do have to give to the kohen because that's b'misa. Frek the gvuras ari, and that's b'chayy the kashi. I'm sure you want to ask, how could you be mafresh trumas meiser from something that might not be yours? Yes, a meiser v'raya means a sofik. So if it's a sofik, maybe it's a levi's. If it's a levi's, it's enish aloi. How you mafresh trumas meiser from something that's not yours? Possibly not yours.
You're allowed to eat it. It's yours.
The question is, why are you allowed to eat it? That's his question. How do you paskin ois? How do you paskin ois? That the din is they allowed to eat it and moitzav raya, and more than that, the trumas meiser you have to give to the kohen. You have to give to the kohen trumas meiser from the thing that is maybe the levies that you have to be mafresh because it's tevel, and now you have to give it. You have to give the trumas meiser on something that possibly the levies. Zog the Gvura Seed. That's his kasha. His kasha is again. You're asking him because you're eating it.
No, every time I went to Chavarah, you had to hold on to the money.
So Zog and Achroinim, that Shteito Adin, in Moetzah Rai, is not just a Psak Din in Momen, it's a Psak Din in Nisurim also. This is the whole thing you talk for coin. Shteito, that the Cheskas Momen, is not the Pshat Stam, it's a Psak Din in the Momen. Me din Sveikas on the Momen. It's a Din that Paskas in the Issa. So Mela, it's considered a Maisa of Afroshes, Trumas Maisa, even though it's possibly the Levis. Hamoitzi Mechalveri is a Psak Din. Not Stam a Din of Altitzien and Misofek. It's a Din, it's Shaloi. Shaloi means that it's Taka his, and you can be Mafresh, Trumas Maisa, even though it's possibly the Levis. The Achro is not Achro in Sveikas in Momen. It's Achro in Din in Isurim also. It's Nis the Din from Altitzien and Misofek. Sveikas, you can be Moitzi. It's a Din that it's Shaloi for the Isurim also. That's what Achroim says.
If you're eating Yenim, he didn't get it yet. So there's no chiv.
You have to be mafish. You have to be mafish. You have to put it aside.
You don't have to be mafish.
You have to be mafish and separate it. It's a suffix, it's a levy. You have to be mafish because it's a tevil. Rashi calls it clearly. Michi afreshe, it shouldn't be tevil. You have to be mafish it. Now the din is, you're allowed to eat it. And you have to give Truma's mice from that. Fractic Guru Sari. How could you give Truma's mice on something that you afresh it, that's possibly the levy? It's not the fearoids, because the mice of a raya, you can't be mafish and shaloi. Zok there, he didn't get it, but it's ain't a shaloi, it's not mine.
But if it's not yours, then no chiv maisa yet.
Again, there's a chiv, Rashi says clearly, there's an issa, it's because of tevel. The trumas meiser, you have to give from that you were mafresh. And issa achilim.
Only after Levi gets it.
No, the halacha is not like that. You have to give trumas meiser because it's issa tevel, Rashi says, b'mitzah.
Before
the
Levi gets it?
Yes.
They didn't have to issa yet.
It's you mafish it because we're assuming it's devil. You have to mafish it to the lady. He can't get it. He can't take it. But if you have to mafish it to the lady, it's mom and levim. So fact that Gruas Ari, oy bezoy, how you mafish Truma's mice on something that's possibly the lady's. He can't get it. It's his, but he can't get it. Zok there, because the din of a mitzvah of Raya is a psak din in Isurim.
Only that moment by tevil, right? The rest of the moment is already other pattern.
Which other moment?
Just the moment of the Truma's
Maisa. The Maisa that you separated,
that's
the
everything else that you have is still
is
completely good, right?
Yeah, because all the other Maisas, Maisa Oni, that you Reva Matzim Asim. But when it comes to this din of Tevel, it blibes Tevel until you mafish it, and there's an Issa Achila L'chaira on the Truma's Maisa, because that's the B'misa. So there you have to give to the coin. You have to actually give it to the coin. You're giving to the coin 1% of something you were mafish that the Levi can't take, and it's kapask and it's yours. But you have to give to the coin. How do you give to the coin? It's not yours. I've them zokt, it's a psak din that becomes yours. But it's an Issa Achila, it's an Issa B'misa if you don't give it to the coin.
There's still one more condition on top of this, that even if it's paskin that it's yours, who said you have the kayach, the shaf, Truma's Maisa claw?
That's his kasha. It's Enish Eloi. How can you shaf it?
Even if it's paskin that it's yours, right. Psak is that it's gufa not meiser. It's gufa not belonging to the Levi. If you do the chalais of Truma's meiser,
Truma's meiser is only on the matnas levim. It's not, right. At the end of the day, if it's not the Levi's and it's oitzkaban shaloi, there's no chiv Truma's meiser. That's part of the chiddush that it's the Levi's of zoy vayitz a shafana issa Truma's meiser b'misa. And it's chal the din that you're giving to the coin, even though it's ois kapas and it's chaloi and you're not a levy. That's part of the chiddush, right? That's the shteito. That's the chiddush. That's a gewaltige chiddush. This is talk for coin. This is the sugi in Sveikas. It comes in over here. Agav Dick and an intro before I got it to Gemara. Stipla is all similar to this. All the achronim talk about this Gemara. Oh, zok de Gemara weiter. Now, so over Gemara, zok de Gemara. So again, Truma Gedoyla, you don't have to do why. If you should sholach b'chol b'li Yisrael v'roshe and mafrish and Truma Gedoyla b'vad. Maisa risha maisa oni nami loy mitzvah raya. So it's a psak din, it's yours. But we ask me a kasha, la maisa sheni nifreshe v'niske v'nechel b'shlaim. Rashi explains, maisa sheni, there's an iser loy sucha lecho b'sharecho. So you be mafrish it in order to take out the iser tevel. And there's no loss for you. It's your, you can eat it. The Bailam can eat it. So why do we say that this Tamut Chochem, Nachtoim, does not have to do only Trumas Maisa V'chala? What happened to Maisa Sheni? Just go up to Yishlaim and be mafresh it. And after all, there's an Issa of Leisuch Alecha B'Sherecha, just like we said, all these Surim we're worried about. Here's an Issa too. El Maisen Nifresh V'Niske V'Necha B'Yishlaim. On this the Gemara, that's the Hemshech of the Gemara, Oma Ula. That no, you don't have to miss sacking this Tevel. Why? even though it's not a loss for me, and I can go and bring it to Yerushalayim. Mitoch shepahedrin alolu. Pahedrin means the pekidei hamelech, the ones that are machlif every 12 months. Choyvtin oison kol yud beis chodesh. They choyvet, that means they chepa them, the new ones, every time, and they charge them, they overcharge them, because after all, you bring Maaseh Sheni, you're being machlif the moment, they undercut them. So mele, there's a hefset for them. So because of the hefset, loy atrechu rabbonon. V'omulem michu bezoil. Michu bezoil. They force them, sell it for cheap. So there's a monetary loss. So loy atrechu rabbonon, zog Rashi. V'somchu loymar. Here you say, mecham what? So the Maaseh Sheni, that even though it's no monetary loss for me, it's a question just of going and being poider. But since the Pahedrin, that's how it comes in, the Pahedrin that in Ischalaf every Yud Beis Kodesh tell them sell for cheap, so mele they're not matriach them, and they go back to the original din of Roiv Amoretz Maaseh Nein. So the Taka don't have to take off Maaseh Sheni. Atoysom here says, on Omid Beis, he says that even though the Nachtoim Apotah, but someone who's Lekeach Min HaNachtoim, he's taka chayev. Chiddush and Tosfos. I'm potter, but the lekech mimenu would be chayev. Zog the Gemara. My pahedrin, what a pahedrin? Zog the Gemara, pursi. Banim Rashi, pkidi amelech. Pkidi amelech is pursi. Zog the Gemara, Om Rabba Bachana, Om Rabbi Yochanan. My dechsiv, state in posik. Yiras Hashem Tosfos, yomim. This a posik in my dechsiv, Yiras Hashem Tosfos, yomim. Ushnois Rishoyim. Tik Tzireno. This is a posik in Mishle. Oh, Yiras Hashem Toysev Yomim. It says Moysev Yomim. Vishnois Rishoyim Tik Tzireno. Shona of the Rishoyim years will be shortened. The Yiras Hashem get more days, and the Shonim of the Rishoyim get shortened. Yiras Hashem Toysev Yomim Zem Mikdash Rishon. What is Mikdash Rishon? That's Moysev Yomim. Shomet Abba Meos the Esashonim. 410 years by Rishon stood. Veloishim Shaboy Elo Yutches Kahanim Gedolim. And there were only 18 Kahanim, different Gesoys. Rashi says other gesoys of 8, but the point is we're very minimal amount of kahanim in 410 years. Ushnois reshoyim tik tzereno. Mashenga, when it comes to the bayis sheni, zemik the sheni. Shoma dalad meiz ve'eskim shana. 420 years it stood. V'shimshu bo yosim shloish meiz kahanim. More than 300 kahanim served. Now how do we know that loy moitz shnosam? So the following cheshbon. You might have 420, but same mem shana shimshim natzadik. 40 years, Shimon HaTzadik was Meshamesh, Bekunik Doyla. So the 420 is really 380 left for those 300 plus Kohanim. Ushmoinim Sheshimon Yoichlin Koin Golu. And from the 380, he deduct another 80. So it's only 300 years left of Yoichlin Koin Golu after his 10 years servitude years. Esa Sheshimon Shishmol Ben Pabi. The another 10 years he deduct from the 300, that means 290 years of Shimon Ben Shishmol Ben Pabi. He was not part of this cheshbon of the Shloish Meir Skanim, the Shoyim. Va'amilo Yud Aleph, another 11, Sheshimish Abeloze Ben Chasum, which means from the 390, another 11, it's 379. I'm sorry, 279. From the 290, 44 is from 420 to 380. 80 is 300. 10 is 290. 11 is 279. So from 279 years and 300 plus, that the math is simple, less than a year each. 300 and 279 to 300, less than a year. And over here the Bach is goyis a whole new hemshcha gemara. Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Tusa v'chol kach lama l'fishoyu loikhin oisa bedomim. Like we said before in Rashi, they acquired it bedomim. The Omar Rabbi Asi Talkva the dinra ayla le malta bas baitus liyane malko Talkva v'dinra malta bas baitus gave to Yane Amelech. Until he made him a coin goal. You were able to buy off. And that the Gemara continues now, based on his Gil Sabach. So why was Shiloi Taka destroyed? Shiloi, Mishkan Shiloi, stood for 479 years. Till Binyan Shloim, until the Beis HaMikdash. Shiloi was obviously in the Mishkan. The Mishkan was in the Midbar, 40 years. And then it was in Eitz Yisrael, in Shiloi, for 479 years till Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. So why was it destroyed? We know Bais Rishon was destroyed. We know Bais Sheni was destroyed. Why was Mishkan Shiloh destroyed? Neshahoye bo shnei dvorim. Gilo harayis ubizion kochim. Tu averes. Gilo harayis and bizion kochim. Gilo harayis tichsiv ve'eli zokin ma'oid. V'shom eskalash yasim bonov. His two sons, Chofni and Pinchas, he heard what they did. L'cho Yisrael. V'esashe yishkevun es hanoshim. It says in the Pasuk, yishkevun es hanoshim. They were mezana with noshim. Hatsoyv is Pesach Olam Moed. Now, this doesn't mean real znus. Zog Gemara va'afkav domer Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni and Rabbi Yechron kol ha'omer bnei Eli chatu. Whoever says chofni and pichas b'chatu, the meaning, the literal taich of yishkavun is a toya, ain't al a toya. So what does it mean, yishkavun? Zog Gemara. Now, the Tois in Shabbos Nunhei says the ain't al a toya is on the arayas part, we're going to say now. That Avada was in yishkavun. But on the Bizayin Kochim, we'll see in Omid Beis tomorrow, that taka, there was a chet of Bizayin Kochim. But on this part, it's ain't al a toya. So what does it mean, Yishkavun? Zog the Gemara, mitoch sheshow es kinehen. They let the women, the elders, that came to bring the offerings, the birds, the kinehen, they let them wait. So, miyo malale na kosef kilu shochvum, zog drashi, sheshow es kinehem, shoy meviyas ben meloisi mele dosan litoa, lecho bekotchim, in order to eat kotchim, vehem o yubale geyes, they were hori, voy misrashim bekavoson, vanoshim amtinoi shom, they had to wait around, like you wait in the doctor's office, they had to wait around, and because of that, they had to wait and procrastinate to go back home. When they go back home, so it's kilo yishkavun. The kilo yishkavun is not the chet be'etzim, but it's kilo yishkavun because they held them back from going back to the husband for pirvigivya. Tomorrow is going to continue on the etzim bizayin kochim that the chet was a chet.